27 hours, live and local. It's Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
The Fox. They were told it couldn't be done. They were told they wouldn't last. But Fifi Fev and Nick believe otherwise. And now it's time to put themselves to the ultimate test. The timer is on, and every minute counts as we begin Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
Hour one begins now.
Woo! Fifi Fev and Nick, good morning.
Guys, there is no backing out now. Oh. Our world record attempt has officially started. Pete Fairbairn, our adjudicator from Guinness.
Looks good, doesn't he?
He looks so good. That is really official.
He looks good. He looks like he should be on the PGA, like he's one of those dudes that, like...
Yeah.
It's quite intimidating to paint the picture. He's got the full Guinness blazer on with the emblem. That's an interesting look. Do that one where you smile more, Pete. It's more reassuring. There we go.
Pete's a great man. I used to get drunk with him all the time in footy grand final gigs. We go way back. Oh, he's just a lad.
Really?
He's one of the lads.
So here's the deal.
We need Pete back for about midnight.
Boys, it started. 27 hours of non-stop broadcasting.
Yep.
If you're listening now, we'll still be talking at 8:30 tomorrow morning. That's when it will conclude if we get there. How you feeling, boys?
Yeah, great.
Good?
Had a mate texted me. He's gotten ready for the big event. I can't show you what he's got planned for the day, but he said he's ready for this world record, and he sent me a photo. He's all excited.
Well, live, guys.
Big Ange rang me on the way in.
G'day, Pete.
Wished everyone good luck.
He said, tell the team I said good luck. Hi, Ange.
Yeah, he said it's impossible, but hey, Ange, we'll do it. Don't worry about that. Hey, did you watch State of Origin last night?
No, I certainly didn't.
Let's start off sport.
No, can we... Oh, actually, what
oh,
we've
are
got
the, 27 hours.
I should probably right now know the rules. How long does this talk break go for?
We could go literally for 27 hours if we want.
We could talk forever, but then
Hold on. What? We left you to iron this out. We're not the T's and C's, boys.
We're the washers, mate. That's why we leave these meetings and you sit there for
2 minutes
hours.
In, so how does it all work?
Yeah.
This isn't the time,
Fee. I got you, Fee. So we can talk as long as we want. If we have a guest on the show or a caller, they can't talk for longer than a minute at a time. So we just got to interrupt them.
No, guests are only a minute.
Yeah, no, they can stay on for longer. We just can't let their sentence go for longer than a minute.
Well, geez. So we've got a few people on that love it. Chad, Eddie McGuire.
We've got Eddie McGuire at about 11 o'clock this morning, so we'll be about 6 hours in. We'll be a bit tired.
There's 3 hours gone by the time Eddie finishes his sentence.
No, we'll have to tell Eddie. Eddie, we need you to speak.
We have a bell ready for Eddie.
Quick sound bites.
Do I have to do the coming up thing? Because it's 27 hours, so we're going to be here. Do I have to say what's coming up?
Yeah. No. This will be a bit of a different show. I think it's fair enough to say.
Mate, just coming up, do it every break. It's going
to
feel so much time.
Just for 1 minute, please, James Blake.
You do need to introduce the song.
Oh, yes. I have to introduce.
Oh, my God. We are 3 minutes in and...
I reckon the next half...
No one knows the rules.
We have to introduce every song. Do you have to back announce the song?
Yes.
You can introduce or back announce, but a song, like the song title and artist does need to be said.
So either the front or the back. Either or.
Start with the front.
Yeah, well,
27 hours.
That's the time we live in. It doesn't really matter, does it?
26 hours, 56 minutes and 30 seconds to go.
Hey, can we get people to call up, all our lovely listeners,
Absolutely.
To wish us good luck? Is that a good idea?
We were going to do that in an hour, but we'll do it now. Whatever you want.
Do it at the start. We've got witnesses out here as well.
Oh, yes. Hayley and Amanda. Hi, guys.
Thanks for coming, Hayley.
She's obscured by this wall.
By the way, Fee, as well, everything that is happening inside the studio is live right now, I believe, on YouTube or there's YouTube, there's a stream. So, boys,
I'm going to check out this YouTube.
No charades this morning, boys, as well.
Oh, is that the camera there? Good to know.
I tried to tell Toby that she can watch us on YouTube
because she loves YouTube.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you mean? You're on the ADO. How are you going to be on YouTube?
Oh, man. Charlie's very flat. Oh, I said, mate, I'm on radio all day, all night, into the next
Toby
day.
Toby cried last night.
And he said, I'll see you after kinder. I go, mate, man, you're four. What are they teaching you there?
How'd
I said all day and night.
Haven't told them.
I told Toby. Toby cried.
No, Trixie, actually, no, that's not true. I did tell them finally at school. I had Trixie in the back at school pickup. And I said, I said, oh, have you heard what Mummy's doing tomorrow? And she goes, oh, breaking a world record, because her teachers and her friends have told her. And then she says, I don't think you can do it.
Oh,
I'm getting trash taught by my 10-year-old.
Yeah, I love it. I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
The timer is on, and every minute counts. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
The world record attempt is underway, guys. Just another 26 hours and 50 minutes to go.
I should say it's all thanks to our good friends at Underworks as well, helping us out to break a record that takes all day. You need all-day comfort with all-day socks by Underworks.
Hey, we're 12 minutes in. Hang on, we're 12 minutes in. Can you get off that bike, man?
Okay, mate.
That noise is... that noise is...
No, but the bike is going to get him up. Look, I've never seen Nick with a bigger smile on his face.
This Can you hear that noise?
Yeah, it's a bit annoying, but it's worth it for that smile.
Turn your headphones up.
Oh, Nick, you've got your own mic over there as well. Hang on, let me
just
get it on.
Hey, I am just going to say, though, a big shout-out to Underworks, who got on board. They always believe in us.
G'day.
They have said, come on, guys, you can do this, to the point where they've sponsored the whole attempt. So we do appreciate our very good friends at Underworks. We've got our all-day socks on because they will get us through.
Yeah. Does that count as me?
I wonder if people listening can hear Nick on the bike. Now, talking about people listening, we have also said this, Melbourne, we couldn't do this world record or make the world record without you. This is your show and we need you to be part of it, interactive. We want you on the show talking to us. There is a little proviso, though. We can only have people talk for, is it 1 minute?
Yeah, max.
So if you call our show at any time, 131060, we will have to interrupt you at the minute mark because our voices need to, we're not allowed to rest. And we've got Pete Fairbairn, our Guinness adjudicator out there
looking
watching.
Sharp.
He looks sharp, doesn't he?
And he's watching very closely. I think he has a stopwatch on at the moment. It's scary.
No, he's texting people going, oh, they're going to stuff it.
Now, our friend who called in the show yesterday, truck driver Perry from Geelong.
He got me up yesterday. All day yesterday, I was a bit worried. You missed it yesterday morning, Nick. I was a little bit of a...
big wobbles on the show yesterday, Nick.
Oh, no, what
I cried twice.
She cried.
I cried.
Made her cry at 6 o'clock. I just said, it's impossible and we can't do it.
And then I started crying because I went, where was that in the meeting 3 weeks ago when Nick and I tried to get it cancelled?
I just had real reservation. I was done.
If you're going to snap, you do it a week ago like I did.
No, I didn't snap. I just said, we just can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
But it made me really emotional.
But he said the V's and I've never drank a V. So that all Haven't day you? I was just thinking, V's.
Yes. That's well, he's back. Perry's back. Are you there, Perry?
What's going on, guys?
Yeah,
Perry.
Hey! You gave us a good pump up yesterday. What are you doing now, Perry?
On my way home from work, about to go buy another 2 V's to do the dad roll.
Oh, you're going to dad duty.
What?
How many V's have you dropped?
I've dropped 4 tonight. I was a bit of a slack night tonight. I thought I'd save some in the shops for you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you,
I can't believe you've never had a V.
No, mate. I'm
mate, Hoppers Crossing Boost Juice.
Mate,
it's the way to go.
Hey, Bev, if you had that V, you might have kicked 100.
Yeah, Perry.
Jeez, wow. No.
And that's coming from a big fan.
Oh, geez.
I think the V would have helped me, mate.
26 hours and 45 minutes to go.
Perry, are you streaming us live on YouTube?
I'll be streaming you as soon as I get home, and hopefully I'll bring you back tonight.
He's had 8 V's and he's driving a truck. I hope he's not watching YouTube. Just get home, Perry.
That's a minute. Go. See
Perry,
you, mate.
Call anytime. We've got Christy from Melton. Hi, Christy.
Good morning, guys. How are you feeling?
Anxious, good, but like weird, knowing this is not going to end for a long, 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 long time.
Let me just say, I'm so excited to hear you guys all day at work. It's going to get me through the day.
Well, Christy, and we mean this, I'm not just saying this, I really mean, call us, 131060, anytime. Give us some feedback, give us some inspiration.
Give us anything. We've got time to film it.
If you're bored, you don't like what we're talking about, we'll change the topic. Let's make this an interactive show where all our wonderful loyal listeners get to actually decide what we do.
Yeah, love it. And you guys with Carrie and Tommy later on, that will be so good.
Yes, well, Carrie and Tommy will join us. They're going to come in and say hi. Hamish and Andy are coming in to say hi.
Notice they pot-shotted me on the Instagram post. Carrie Tommy Show wrote, Nickel last 4.5 hours tops. Which, coming from a team with a bloke who lasted 11 seconds, it's a bit rough.
Got knocked out by Tim Zoo.
You weren't easy there. You could have gone a bit harder. Hey, so with the caller, right, So we just had Christy on. Is it a minute? She can't talk for a minute non-stop?
Non-stop.
Because, you know, we talk. Yeah, so we can talk for
so,
as long as
and actually, sorry, and this is a bit boring, listening.
No, but I was getting worried that she was on for longer than a minute.
No, but what do all our voices have to come in? Or can I interrupt Christy and then Christy goes back to talking, is that okay?
That's fine.
That restarts the clock.
No.
Yeah, so we only need one person to interrupt the flow of their convo.
As all our voices are in every talk break, but Fev could just say one word in the whole talk break, but obviously we don't advise that. I want you to keep talking. No.
He already has.
I know.
Did his bit.
He's done it. We can't fall out 16 minutes in, Fev. We've got a long way to go. We can't fall out. Come on. We're all good. I miss the dulcet tone of your voice. Can you speak?
What happened?
Do you know on New Zealand Air they have to weigh you now?
That's
a story we've got coming up. Good tease. Look at you. Good radio.
Radio, Fev. Do you want more calls or should we go to an ad?
Brad in Altona Meadows. Hey, Brad.
How you going, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? I want you to get pumped up because I got the truck parked on the side of the road and this one's for you, Fev. You've got this voice.
Yay!
Did he blow the horn?
Brad.
I think it was too loud. It rattled the phone.
I think that's what happened.
Do it again.
Horn.
Do it again, Brad.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's a good one.
That was just a deep one, wasn't it?
Brad, thank you. Thanks, you Bradley. Legend. And how could we not have an inspirational pump up from our mate Daniel in Rockbank? Daniel.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Morning, Daniel.
Oh, so good to hear you.
Oh, fantastic. I'll tell you what, yous are number one. Yes, we'll make it through. Don't worry about the adjudicator. Take no notice. I'll tell you what you need to do, Fev. You need to get those Italian short plaques out and feed plenty into the gobs, and yous will make it. And if you're feeling down and out, feel free to give me a call because I will get you through this 27 hours.
You will
do it.
Daniel!
Go for it.
Thank you. And can we really call you like midnight, 1 a.m.?
Call me whenever you like, Fifi. I'll pump you up.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
Fee's actually down on a reformer doing some Pilates, doing the frog.
I'd never seen reformer Pilates before.
You just do it standing up.
Just go to
the
gym.
Just squatting.
She's doing squats in there.
Yeah, but it's squatting sitting down. Like, that. This is the, you know, and Fev, you've known me a long time.
Looks like you're in childbirth, what are you doing right now?
So good for your groin, your inner thigh. Look at this inner thigh stretch.
Let's do some deadlifts. You're doing.
Do you know how much weight I'm pushing? I've got weight. This is weight bearing, Nick.
Yeah. What do you think deadlifts are? Just do some squats and some deads. You'll be yoked, Fee.
Well, what's that one? Oh, just raise the leg.
We get
and
an
raise the leg. And one. And two. Lucky you did your footsies.
I want to see how you two go on this. Test your flexibility.
Yeah, good luck, mate.
No, come
you're
on.
Puffing
you're
lying down.
You're puffing. You're not even doing anything.
Guys, it is exercise.
Mate, have you seen the size of Nick and I's legs? We've got muscly legs, mate. That's easy.
This will get me through it.
If you told me you wanted to puff and sweat doing something lying down, I would not pick reformer Pilates, I'll tell you what.
James Blake.
Sort of the same movement.
If anyone wants to watch Fee do her reformer Pilates, we're on YouTube at the moment.
Could go to something else after that.
Are we still on air?
Yeah, we're still going.
Hi.
Can I just say a big thanks as well to Your Reformer. This is amazing. Your Reformer delivering an inspiring Reformer Pilates experience to your home. They've brought it into the studio for you. Looking great.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
I want one of these.
I used to be an elite athlete, Nick. And when you exercise, you get tired.
Yeah.
So in 3 or 4 hours, when Fee goes, I'm so tired, I'm going to say, because you've been doing that about 54 minutes in. What are you doing there?
We've been playing it smart and watching horse races in America.
Yeah.
27 hours, live and local. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
1 hour, 45 minutes in, and we're joined by our first guest. Now, before we introduce our guest, we need to point out one of the conditions of having guests on the show, because the world record has to be completed by the four of us here in the studio. Mm-hmm. A guest can only speak for a minute at a time. And then I guess that's so we don't like take our foot off the pedal and have a nap while someone comes in and has a long chat.
Of course.
And this guest,
we stole him from Wimbledon.
He is very official. He is from Guinness. He is a world record adjudicator. Pete Fairbairn, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
Flown down from Brisbane, from Queensland, to join us. You are this is so Guinness have a proper uniform.
Looks
you're
good,
in the tie,
handsome
and the,
Pete,
very handsome Pete.
I can say it.
Yeah, you can say it. I don't know if you're allowed to in this era comment on people's appearance, but you look the goods.
Kick me out now.
Pete, are you happy so far with our attempt, an hour and 45 minutes in?
Yeah, look, it's been good to be able to come in and I guess get the lay of the land, assess the situation, your approach to the record. Obviously, I can't tell you whether I'm happy. You know, the attempt will be adjudicated over, you know, the duration
man,
of the
we've
entire
stuffed
attempt.
Up, man. Tell,
tell
us now.
Now.
Just tell us.
Want to keep
tell
going.
Us now. We'll go home.
What are you smiling about?
Yeah, clearly I can see a lot of effort's gone into the planning, not just from the four of you, but from the whole production team.
Of course.
So
they're doing
yourselves
it all.
A good opportunity to be in contention to break the Guinness World Record title.
And as you said to us when we spoke to you a few weeks ago, it's not easy because everyone would have one. If it was easy to do break this or set this world record, it would have been done. So, and there's lots of technical elements to this, aren't there? We just said a guest can't speak for more than a minute. Even our world record jingle, we've had to curtail. We can't play it for too long. Because,
oh, really?
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure on Josiah over there when he comes to pressing buttons. Isn't that right? Technically, you want this to be perfect.
He's the worst person.
Know, yeah.
Yeah, it needs to be perfect. Exactly what you said. The integrity of the record's paramount. You know, having any pre-recorded audio with the four of you would mean a disqualification. You've referenced, obviously, that, you know, we need to hear from one of you, you know, every minute. And also just ensuring that it's a traditional radio show. So, you know, announcing the tracks or back announcing them, you know, the same kind of ratio of commercials and crosses for news and weather and the like.
Eating tortilla chips on a exercise bike. Just usual radio stuff. We've got to make sure that's all good, yeah?
That's what you usually do.
Stock standard, yeah, it's always there.
Now, Pete, as you said, you're not, and you're going to come and go. At the moment, we've got you here. We know you might disappear, but you'll be watching on cameras. Everything will be recorded. And by the way, if you want to watch us, wherever you are streaming us or listening to us, you can jump on YouTube. The links are on our socials. But Pete, you'll be across everything we do. Without giving away how we've gone so far, are there any things you're concerned about? Like, you look at our environment. I've got a Pilates bed. Nick and Fev have got an exercise bike there.
Nick's got
food.
An exercise bike. I ain't getting on that.
And the thing. Things you worry like, oh, they could get distracted or fall asleep.
Nick's consumed a day's worth of calories in an hour and 50 minutes. Is there anything like that may?
Well, the first thing I noticed was that you've got obviously, you know, a paramedic here.
Yes,
you know,
Hayley.
Hayley. The building.
He's got a bad heart. Nick has.
I've got a pristine heart. I get heart palpitations from stress. I don't know what could possibly stress me out today.
Yeah, so I think to me that just really summed up the enormity of the attempt and that, you know, it's all a lot of fun, but it's also really serious. And we're talking about people's physical well-being, emotional well-being. You know, you're going to be pushing the boundaries from that perspective. I think it's going to be some of the little things, the intangibles. I can see that you guys really enjoy each other's company. 27 hours is a long time.
Are you suggesting we might not enjoy each other's company in a few hours?
Oh, look, I mean, you're four very different people. So I think you're used to high energy, high octane, 3 or 4 hours in each other's company and then off for the rest of your day. I don't know how much time you spend together socially outside of work usually.
I literally don't speak to them after this. I don't like them. But on air, it's like a footy team. Once you're on air, you love each other. Off air.
I don't know their names until I'm back in here. Okay, that's right, Fifi.
Studio seems well ventilated. I thought the charcuterie board was an interesting move at 7 a.m.
Yeah,
with all that salami breath.
It's actually, that I literally
had that much capsicum dip.
I know.
It's worrying.
It's already hard. I'm already getting burns in my stomach, and then I'm going to go to the toilet.
Well, even that, we've decided, because obviously we do get toilet breaks. It's not a cruel, you know, it's got to be humanitarian, but we are going to have to time them together, guys, and don't just, you know, we can't overdo them. You can't take the mickey, can you, Pete? If you saw Nick go to the toilet four times in the next 10 minutes, you'd go, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we don't want anybody to be putting themselves at risk of physical harm, but at the same time, it's designed to be a challenge for a reason. I think, you know, so comfort breaks are fine, you know, within reason, but you do get your official rest breaks. To me, that's really interesting because, you know, you can, you know, they can compile and you can have little rests as you go. But you all need to be doing that together. So I'm really curious to hear if you have a strategy around those.
I do have a strategy, yeah.
So we get, so there's 5 minutes an hour, and that's an OH&S health and safety comfort break that we are allowed, but we can accrue them, but we have to take them together.
So I my theory was to the group that we go about 18 hours and then we can have like an hour and a half where we have a shower and a nap just to get, that'll be about 12 o'clock at night, which would be a great time because that's when we're normally sleeping, but those guys don't want to do it. So Fee and I discussed that we do every 6 hours, then you have half an hour. So you can go have a shower, come back, do just half an hour slot. So you're not, so we're back on air. So it sounds like we are back on air. Because I know you can, but you can accumulate it and we earn that time off, but we just sort half an hour breaks.
We go, I reckon, yeah, we go hard and fast, guys. We don't need breaks early on. Come on, we can do this.
Yeah.
And only take those 5 minute breaks when we need them. Yeah. And if we can squeeze in a shower, that would be amazing. Actually, if you two could squeeze in a shower, that would be great.
I just had one.
I always smell good, bro.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just amazing. Saying.
What would your suggestion be?
I think I think it's probably worth considering just being pretty flexible and fluid with that. You know, as much as best laid plans, can be beneficial. You haven't done anything like this before,
no.
So you are really pushing your boundaries.
I've done it at a nightclub before, 23 years. It's just not in the studio.
We're not at Revolver now.
Good Melbourne reference.
Well done.
Yeah, I think keeping some breaks up your sleeve.
Yeah.
If you do find that you're hitting a bit of a wall, it'd be nice to know that you do have some time up your
good
sleeve.
Idea.
Even perhaps, I don't know, amongst the four of you, maybe working out that you can all pick a time each or something like that might be a nice democratic way to look at it.
Mm. Yes, good.
She's the boss.
Yeah.
Pete, thank you so much for being here, for coming down from Queensland to be the adjudicator. Obviously, Guinness, they take this very seriously, and we know how seriously you take it.
Make
As
sure
you
send.
Said, if it was easy, everyone would have this world record.
As
so
great
we
Dennis
are going
Pagan
hard.
Used to say, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it, Fiona.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Also, Pete, I love Pete thinks it is democratic in here, Fev. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's
funny. Hey, Saddam, do we get a say?
No. I just want Pete to send his bank details to Fee and get it all brushed under the table.
Thanks,
She's
Pete.
She's got all the money.
It's a world first. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
And get excited, NBL season is on its way and you can get behind Melbourne United.
Yes.
Sign up, become a member.
Yeah, to find out more, go to melbourneunited.com.au. That's melbourneutd.com.au. This is exciting.
Don't act like you are the number one ticket holder. You've been to one game.
We'll get to that in a second. We will get to that one game in a second. We are joined now by their super coach, Dean Vickerman. Dean, welcome to the studio.
No, thanks for having me. Last night I went the pinch and the punch with the kids. They weren't buying it at 11:30. I had to get up early. So.
Now, Dean, firstly, you are now officially part of our world record attempt to get in the Guinness Book of World
Proud.
Records for the longest Brekkie radio show, 27 hours. And, you know, you work with teams, well, obviously one of the best teams in basketball, but it's all, we have to work together and we have to have each other's backs and like each other for 27 hours. Any tips for how we can do that?
Like each other. you know, it's sports about staying present right now, isn't it? So
yes.
It's not looking too far in the future. It's staying on top of your mindset right here and right now. So someone in this room's got to look forward a little bit to see what's going on, but just enjoy the moment and relish it.
Well, Josiah's a part of this team as well. And just quickly, how would you coach a team with one Michael Jordan and three Dennis Rodmans?
Oh, that's, well, I think they'd go pretty well
as a Michael Jordan. I'm literally like, I'm like LeBron.
What?
You're MJ. You're like
Udonis
Haslam that plays for the Heat. You're just a cheerleader that sits on the bench. No, so you are.
Hey, everyone's got to have their role.
Everyone's got to play their role because you find it hard. You'd find it hard as a coach. I'd assume you would because you get a lot of imports over. So you get to the American guys who've got big egos, and they come into an Australian team where we're all teammates. But these American ballers want to play their own ball.
You just called yourself LeBron.
Yeah, mate, there's no I in team, but there's me. And you've heard that before. How do you go trying to facilitate that to the players?
Yeah, I think everyone's got to have an ego. Everyone's at that level. How you manage them is the biggest challenge. And so we had three imports last year. We'll probably only have one import this year.
Good.
And, where we can, we try and have Australian, the best Australian New Zealand talent because they just get it. You know, it took us to kind of halfway through the year for our imports to really buy into what we were trying to do. So that's a part of my job this year is the induction and how we bring people into our club and let them understand the Melbourne United way a little quicker.
We did it well because he benched one of them because he was trying to play solo ball all the time and made him come off the bench. And then Tucker started playing really well.
Oh, who's going to the bench here?
Me. I'm not pointing to anyone.
It is such a good... Do you know what, Dean? I did go to a Melbourne United game at the end of last year. I took my daughter. It was such... And we you know, she doesn't play basketball. I've never played basketball. But it's such a great event. Like for me, who didn't even really know what was going on, it was so fun.
I've been telling
she
you
loved
for
it.
Years to go.
Fev had been telling me to go for years.
Take the kids, it's
but what
the best.
Was interesting about when I went... So Fev would go quite regularly. And unfortunately, United were on a bit of a tiny losing streak because he was at these games. Oh. And then I turned up at one of your games at the end of last year and bang, we smashed the opposition.
You got to keep coming.
There we, exactly.
You just keep coming.
Thank you. So it's
who'd
just,
they
I'm
play
the,
that
I'm
game?
The good, like the Southeast people.
Good mascot.
This is a little throwdown.
Who are they?
Southeast people.
The ones in the Southeast. Anyway, we're really pumped for the season. And so you're not even in pre-season yet.
No, we're kind of still recruiting.
Yeah. Got some
couple of coaching staff to add to our roster. And then also got an import and one more and local spot as well.
Fee, who do you think their challenge will be this year? The Sydney folk or the Adelaide guys? Who do you think? Or is it the Southeast people again?
Well, Sydney got rid of their coach. He's back to back.
Sydney, those people, they're no good.
The Kings.
The Kings. Kings.
Oh, Bruce. Schmings.
Yeah. Now,
give us a pumper. Give us something.
Yeah, now, do you know what will be great, though? Once we've actually completed and achieved this world record, Dean, then we can come and give the boys a pump up. Like, we could be motivational speakers for you guys.
I think so. You know, we just celebrate success, so... I expect there to be a good party after this world record.
How did you celebrate after you guys won the championship? Was it on?
Oh, it was on. Yeah. That's a big part of it.
Yeah, like, it's a big part.
There's a lot of coach jumping around with champagne bottles, and we weren't as good as the NBA and didn't worry about all their clothes and putting
goggles on
or anything like that. Just spray it on each other, I reckon.
I reckon that's what we should do.
Yes!
Champagne bottles, spraying it.
I don't know what's going to happen at 8:30 tomorrow morning when we complete this world record, but we won't remember much of it, I imagine. Will be delirious.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, that's right, delirious. Yeah. That D word is why I won't remember it.
Well, Dean Vickerman, thanks for popping in this morning. And you can get excited for the NBL season by becoming a Melbourne United member today. Get around our team, Melbourne. To find out more, go to melbourneunited.com.au. That's Melbourne UTD. Dean, appreciate it, mate.
Thanks for having me.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
We, Fev, Josiah, we're in the middle of our marathon show broadcasting 27 hours live radio. But here is an answer for Alpha Bucks if you are playing it on the 2nd of June. Okay, here we go. Alpha Bucks, 10 questions in 30 seconds. Every answer is going to need to begin with the letter S. And the question we're giving you the answer to is a pizza topping.
Salami.
There we go. Sauce. Sausage. Salami.
Sardine.
All of those. There we go.
Snacks.
That could get you closer to 10 grand.
The timer is on. And every minute counts. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
We are at the very start. We're how many hours? 2.5 hours into our world record attempt. 27 hours on air. Fev, Nick, Josiah and myself. And wait
new spectacles.
For it. Every hour we are playing Alpha Bucks. That's $250,000 we have up for grabs.
You didn't spend any of that money on those glasses.
No, do you know what? These are like $17 at the chemist.
Oh, look at
they're
those
just,
things.
They're just little
pink, cute numbers.
Are you calling them glasses now? Because when you first put them on.
And they're magnifiers.
Magnifiers, but that's.
They're not proper glasses.
What glasses
yet.
Technically do is magnify
well,
things.
I'm wearing
because you
these
can't
so
see.
Often that I reckon I'm going to need real glasses very soon. Why are you looking
they're good.
Right?
They're it's just... a nice colour. I like that colour.
I think I like the colour too.
Yeah. Are they red. Arnett's?
They're better than the other ones.
They look like Arnett's.
They're not Arnett's.
No, they're frog skins.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
The Fox.